I'm Dan Klufstad with Illinois News. Many federal workers are about to miss another paycheck as the government shutdown enters its second month. Congresswoman Sherry Bustos met with TSA employees in her Northern Illinois district. She plans to take their stories back to Washington.
They're going to work. They are doing everything they can to keep our country safe by making sure there's no bad actors who are getting on any of our planes in this entire country. And yet the very people who are here to keep us safe are not even getting a paycheck.
The Moline Democrat says it's time for the president and congressional leaders to reopen, then lock themselves in a room until they agree on border security. Bustos supports some sort of barrier at the border as part of a four-point plan based on recommendations from national security experts. The plan also includes hiring more customs officers, improving operations at ports of entry, and using better technology. Meanwhile, the shutdown is affecting operations in federal courts. Chief Judge Michael Reagan of the Southern District of Illinois says his court may run out of money to pay jurors and employees. Reagan says the court's employees have been getting paid, but if the shutdown continues, they'll receive 1 week's salary in February, not two. After that, they won't receive a salary until the government fully reopens. And he says jurors for criminal trials won't get their per diem until the government is fully funded. In other news, state law requires law enforcement officers to document and report data on traffic stops and searches. But Daisy Contreras reports that law will soon phase out.
The measure was enacted in 2004 as a response to racial profiling across the state. Since then, it has been expanded to include data on pedestrian stops and consent searches with sniffing dogs. ACLU staff attorney Rachel Murphy says the law, which expires this summer, serves as a transparency tool for the public.
It really gives us a broader picture of all police interactions, which allow each law enforcement agency to really build that trust with their community when they can show what they're doing and either justify it or show that they're committed to making improvements.
Using that data, the ACLU of Illinois found Black and Latino drivers across the state are stopped at significantly higher rates than white drivers. Several organizations are calling on the General Assembly to make the law permanent this year. I'm Daisy Contreras.
A landscape architect is working with the public to develop the plaza around the 50-foot Black Hawk statue in Loudoun State Park. George Belovix says funding has been secured to repair the sculpture, formerly known as the Eternal Indian. This is Illinois News.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Good morning. We encourage you to go to WSIUnews.org. That's where you can find more information about school closings, delays, and cancellations as a result of continued snow and ice on the roads. A monthly survey of rural bankers in parts of 10 different plains in western states suggests banks are growing increasingly concerned about farm loan defaults this year. More than 4 of every 10 bankers questioned for the Rural Main Street survey for January say they expect farm loan defaults to be the year's biggest challenge. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says their outlook is being negatively influenced by tariffs, trade tensions, weak commodity prices, and the partial government shutdown. The survey's overall index dropped from 51.5 in January, from December's 54.2. Any score above 50 suggests a growing economy in the months ahead. A score below 50 indicates a shrinking economy. In Illinois and Missouri, 8 other states were also surveyed. Americans are more likely to die of an overdose than in a car crash thanks to the opioid epidemic. Here in southern Illinois, there is some good news when it comes to combating the opioid problem. Bill McCreary works with the Center for Rural Health at Southern Illinois University. He says the state's prescription monitoring database is making a difference.
In the lower 16 counties of Illinois, we've had decreases in the number of prescriptions, decreases in the number of patients on opioids, decreases in the 90 morphine milligram equivalent.
McCreary says December data shows that opioid use is slowing.